Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The commander of National Guard troops for Washington, D.C. has told a joint Senate committee it took over 3 hours to get approval to dispatch troops to the U.S. Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection. A senior Pentagon official, Robert Salesis, testified that the defense secretary wanted to take time to understand how the troops would be used.
After consultation with the Department of Justice, the acting secretary of defense approved the D.C. government request for National Guard personnel to support 30 traffic control points and 6 metro stations from January 5th to the 6th. The acting secretary also authorized a 40-person quick reaction force to be readied at Joint Base Andrews.
Salesis says there was concern about rushing in too soon because of criticism of how the mass protest against police brutality had been handled last summer. Nearly 24 governors are urging the Senate to reformulate the way money is distributed under the COVID relief bill. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the governors say the current system is biased toward states with higher unemployment rates.
The governors, all but one of them Republican, say the formula for distributing $350 billion in aid punishes states that, in their words, took a measured approach to the pandemic. Florida's Ron DeSantis says the package unfairly benefits states like New York, Illinois, and Michigan that he said have chronic unemployment and higher COVID mortality rates.
And now what they're doing in Washington is saying, if you've done a poor job, we're going to give you even more money. And we're going to take money away from Florida and other states that have done a better job.
An analysis by Republicans on the House Budget Committee says by adding unemployment as a factor in allocating money, the bill disproportionately helps states run by Democrats. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The U.S. House has approved a sweeping election reform bill calling for restrictions on partisan gerrymandering and more transparency in campaign financing. The measure also includes mandatory automatic voter registration, the restoration of voting rights for convicted felons who've completed their sentences, and a reversal of state voter ID laws. Meanwhile, the U.S. House has also passed legislation to overhaul policing with more training and banning chokeholds and qualified immunity for law enforcement. That measure is named after George Floyd, whose death by police in Minneapolis sparked nationwide mass protests against police brutality. The debate comes on the 30th anniversary of the Los Angeles police beating of Rodney King. Javier Becerra's nomination to become Secretary of Health and Human Services is now in doubt. The Senate Finance Committee voted on Wednesday. That vote ended in a tie. Only 13 of President Biden's nominees have been approved. This is NPR. Many residents of Jackson, Mississippi are still without running water, nearly 3 weeks after a major winter storm hit the area. As Kobe Vance of Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports, city officials are now seeking assistance from the state.
City officials estimate there are more than 10,000 water outages across Jackson. Director of Public Works, Charles Williams, says his agency was making progress in restoring water pressure, but an intake at the water treatment plant has clogged. Now, he says water pressure has dropped by almost half.
So it's very disappointing to have this happen because we finally got to a point where a large number of people were starting to get their water back. So hope that we will not lose some of that momentum that we've had and we can recover that and get back on track.
Jackson officials say they will need both state and federal support to replace the city's aging water infrastructure. For NPR News, I'm Kobe Vance in Jackson.
The UN Security Council plans to meet Friday to discuss tensions in Myanmar. Police and soldiers opened fire on demonstrators in several towns on Wednesday, killing at least 38 people. UN officials are calling it the bloodiest day in Myanmar since military rulers ousted the democratically elected government last month. Protesters are demanding that elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of her ruling party be released from detention. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy says that flags will be flown at half-mast at all of its offices. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. Following a down day on Wall Street, Asian markets are also down. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.